Yes, we now have on the line our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. Prime Minister, how are you this morning?
Not too bad, Phoebe. How are you guys going?
Oh, good. Look, we're okay. But Prime Minister, we have to say to you, we salute you. We want to give you a big pat on the back because what you've gone through over the last few weeks and the way you've handled it, you know, we've even put out to all our listeners and on social media what are questions you'd like to ask the Prime Minister, and we are just overwhelmed by people who have just wanted to say, how are you? So are you coping? Do you have a respite, Prime Minister? Do you get time off?
Yeah, well, we try and build a little bit of that in, not too much, but there's a lot going on, and we're focused on, you know, the job we've got ahead. And I really appreciate that sentiment, Fifi, and to all your listeners, thank you very much. Jenny and I and the kids, we're getting through it, but there are many people in far worse off situations, obviously. People who've lost their jobs or on reduced hours, and you know, we just really feel for them as well, and we're doing everything we can to give you as much support. The JobKeeper program, $1,500 a fortnight, it's going to cost the country at least $130 billion, but it's what we have to do to get that lifeline to people over the next 6 months. The free childcare for those workers, whether you're working in construction or you're working in the health sector, nurses, doctors, cleaners, drivers, that's so important. That's why we've done free childcare. So every day we're just looking for ways that we can help Australians get through the next 6 months, and hopefully it's not as long as that, and hopefully it doesn't go beyond, but it could.
Now, Mr. Prime Minister, it's Fev here, mate. I did speak to Fee last night when we knew you were coming on, and I put a little poll out to see what questions to ask you, and the same with Fee. 95% of the people just wanted to know how you were going and that you're doing a great job. And I think you were in an interview a couple of days ago when you spoke about your grandmother going through the Depression and how you wouldn't want to go through something similar with your kids. But I reckon your grandmother would be pretty proud of you right now, mate, looking down. You're doing a great job. You're leading 24 million people and you're doing an exceptional job.
Well, it's very kind, Fev, and it actually overwhelmed me a bit at the time because I remember it. I was a young fellow in my teens, and I remember I was talking to my grandmother about what life was like during the Depression. And while it was terribly horrible for them, the thing that got them through was how they stayed connected to everybody in their little town that they used to live in out in rural New South Wales. And while you can't have that physical connection at the moment, being close to each other, we've got to find ways, and what you guys are doing each morning on the radio, this is really important. People got to find ways to change how they're living, to stay connected, stay mentally healthy, get that exercise each day. I've got my own little routine. It's not pretty to watch, but that's all right. It's good for radio.
Oh, wow.
These things are important to keep ourselves positive. We've got to stay positive because we are going to get through it, guys. We are totally going to get through it. And Australia's going to... I reckon we're going to show the rest of the world what we can do in times of great strain, just like, you know, my grandmother's generation did. So we're going to get through this.
Yes, well, we feel that, and with JobKeeper, a package, the stimulus, and also obviously looking after childcare, the industry. We've also got some other questions that our listeners did want to ask you, yep. Prime Minister. So just quickly, James from Melton, he's wants to know, could there be a phase where construction is considered a non-essential service?
I don't believe so, no. That is essential. I mean, the social distancing can be practiced on construction sites, whether they're residential or commercial. This keeps the economy going. It keeps people in work. It keeps supporting people through this. And the premiers and I, we've discussed this. This is an important part of the economy. The restrictions on the businesses are only where they're deemed to be absolutely necessary to stop the spread of the virus. And so it's you know, there'll have to be some changes on site, no doubt. But that said, this is important, and we want to see that keep going. Just like mining and resources and manufacturing and all of these important jobs, we've got to keep the economy running.
Now, my wife, Mr. Prime Minister, owns a couple of hair salons, and she's had to close. How is that an essential service, a hairdresser?
Well, I've got to tell you, of all the policy discussions I thought I'd have as a Prime Minister, the opening and closing of hair salons was not one that I really thought would
be a big one,
feature,
though.
But it is now because of the circumstance we face. And look, it's important, and the issues that have been raised with us is you know, people having the ability to keep their grooming and things like that is good for their state of mind. It's good for their how they get through everything. Where you can do it at home, and some of us, I'm a bit follically challenged, so I could probably do that a bit easier on my own. But there are
every
others
couple
who,
of years.
there are others. It's a different story. So we did try to be a bit spried and a bit of an exception there. But I know that many of these hairdressers and the barbershops and things will have to close, and that breaks my heart, like any business closes. But where it's a good example, I think, Fev, of where we've tried to say, look, where we can do it, we're going to try and keep things open. And we're not doing it for any other reason than health reasons,
And I've got another question from another listener, Georgina in Berwick. You might not know yet this, and I know there's a few more weeks left of school holidays, but she has written, will the kids physically be going back to public schools, or do you think the schools might just open for remote online learning?
Oh, look, it'll be both. And both, look, what we're seeing going into the break, and I know in Victoria you went into school holidays earlier than other places, but what's been happening in the other states is they've been doing both. So no school should turn away any student for whose parents they can't arrange a suitable learning environment at home. They will need to go to school, and those schools must remain open, just like the childcare centres. There's no health reason, is our advice from the medical experts, that that children can't go to school for health reasons. But what they're doing in the other states at the moment, going to the school holidays, is a mixture of both. I expect that's what we'll see on the other side of the school holidays. Schools will remain open. School will be on. One of the things that I've been very adamant about is I do not want one of the things taken from our children this year, their education, and that needs to continue to be done. And where that can be done at school, great. And where it's being done by distance learning, like my kids are now doing, then we need to do it that way and get on top of that. But on that, can I just make this one point? I'm very concerned, as many others, with kids spending so much time online now for their school, that we need to protect them from predators online. eSafety.gov.au gives really great tips to parents about how to put rules in place to keep their kids safe online. There will also be a lot of scammers trying to take advantage of people. And if you go to scamwatch.gov.au, and then there's ways to help yourself there.
All right, and a quick message. One, Prime Minister, Byron here. My girlfriend would be in the situation of a lot. She's a small business owner. She set up a beauty studio. She obviously can't operate. She does lash lifts. She gets too close, so she's shut. Now, you said, and it was good advice at the time, talk to your landlord. Her landlord has conveniently not replied to any emails or phone calls and then whipped out the automatic direct debit, and the rent's gone. A month in advance, her rent's been taken out. It can take up to 2 weeks to change those direct debit deductions. What would you say to people like her? It's not just her, it's obviously possibly millions of people in her situation, where they just can't get a hold of their landlords, Prime Minister.
Well, this National Cabinet is meeting today to deal with this very issue, and I got a message for that landlord. That's the wrong thing to do in this circumstance, and you're letting the country down by doing that, by not sitting down with your tenant who's been affected by this. And it's important that landlords and tenants work together to come up with an arrangement where the business can reopen on the other side. That landlord is going to need your wife's business, your partner's business, on the other side for the tenancy that's there. Otherwise, they'll find themselves looking for a tenant in a pretty bad market. So it's in everybody's interest to sit down and work this out together. When people are not showing good faith and just thinking of themselves in these situations, then I think that's really, really poor form. And I can assure you the Premiers and I will be forcing the landlords to the table with the tenants to work this out. Everybody's going to have to share how they get through, and that's not a free pass for the tenant either. But they've got to come up with new arrangements over these next 6 months. That's what we're working to deliver and to support that arrangement, and I would expect better out of landlords than just thinking of themselves.
Absolutely. Well, Prime Minister, we thank you for your time this morning. And again, we're so grateful on behalf of all our listeners. The JobSeeker package is excellent. The free childcare for workers in essential services. The stimulus packages for small businesses. You're doing a great job. We're thinking
well
of you. And
thank
just
you.
Know that we did get that, as we've said, Fev and I, that 98% of people just wanted to see how you are and say you're doing a good job. So
well, I'm good. And we're all going to be good. We're going to get there.
Good on you.
Mate.
There he goes. The Prime Minister of Australia, Scott Morrison, with Fifi, Fev and Byron on Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.